From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN calls for mass relocation of migrants. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has called on the European Union to admit up to 200,000 refugees for a mass relocation program to ease the flood of migrants appearing at EU borders looking for shelter. Antonio Guterres released a statement on Friday asking the EU to implement such a program, which the President of Turkey will appreciate. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
With much of the world shocked by the image of a drowned Syrian toddler on a Turkish beach, the latest victim among refugees seeking to enter the European Union, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Thursday accused European countries of turning the Mediterranean Sea into a grave. Ahmet İçdoğru, an expert on migration for Istanbul's Koç University, says there is deep resentment in Ankara.
Why the European countries are having less concern about the Syrian refugee problem? Unfortunately, it's the case almost around the world. Of course, everyone tried to shift the responsibility to other side.
Ankara says Turkey's hosting over 2 million Iraqi and Syrian refugees. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The 28-member European Union plans to hold emergency talks on the refugee issue on September the 14th. Against the backdrop of war in Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, and concerns about Iran's behavior in the Middle East, President Obama welcomes Saudi King Salman to the White House today. The talks between President Obama and the king could not come at a more tumultuous time as a U.S.-led coalition fights Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and a Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. The two leaders expected to discuss Iran's behavior as a factor in Iraq.